Well, that sucked. The curse of Charlottesville for Florida State as a top 10 team strikes again as the Noles fall in double overtime to Virginia. Now, first off, I want to say credit to this Virginia team. They played hard tonight. They took the game from you, and they deserve credit for that, right? That's a legitimate offense. At least our defense made them look like world beaters, to say the least. But, you know, I want to start with just some overall thoughts, right? I had talked about all week on our show where I was in a trust but verify mode with this team because I believed what I saw against Alabama, but I needed to see that type of performance again against a team with a pulse because the last 2 weeks proved nothing to me. You should have beat those teams like that. And this was not the answer that I wanted. This was not the answer, but this is why I wasn't going, you know, drinking all the Kool-Aid on this team until I just saw it again. You know, I had said this was a trap game. I had tried to say that this was, you know, we had not seen this team play on the road yet, and I was worried about that. I do think some of our fans were a little bit overconfident in this game. And yes, I had us winning and I had us covering. I didn't see this happening, but I knew this was going to be a tough test. I thought it was going to be a good game. I know some people didn't agree with me on that, but I just, again, I needed to see this team play another team with a pulse before I was going to fully buy into what I saw against Alabama. And so tonight was a very disappointing answer as far as what we learned. The defense has a long way to go. There's so many mistakes. This was just a mistake-filled game. You did enough on offense to win the game, and so that's where we're going to start. Let's start with the offense here. You put up over 500 yards. You score 35 points in regulation. That should win you a game, right? That should win you a game. When you talk about the offense, there were some bright spots. I don't want to be all negative, even though it's really hard to find positive on a night like this, right? As a fan, I just feel sick, right? I feel sick from what I saw tonight. You had a ton of early season momentum that you pretty much just threw out the window with tonight's game. So I'm just, it's not, I'm upset, right? But it's more I'm disappointed than mad that you had an opportunity and you let it slip away. I think that's what was the most disappointing of tonight. But when you talk about the offense, Deuce Robinson had a good night. He's a weapon for you. What was more disappointing to me, and you still ran for, I think it was 256 yards, but you gave up 5 quarterback hurries. You gave up 2 sacks. You had 2 turnovers. So it just wasn't a clean night. You had a couple critical penalties that put you in the hole early in the game. The first quarter was just horrendous for the offense. But then when you woke up, you kind of got things going. You pulled back in the lead. You got 21-14. And then the defense just completely let you down over and over again. They could not get stops. They could not get off the field. You gave up over 200 yards rushing to Virginia tonight. And the thing was, when you talk about pass game, Virginia wasn't doing anything crazy. It was a lot of mesh routes, a lot of comeback routes, a lot of underneath stuff. We played soft zone coverage, and they just kept exploiting the holes in the coverage. And it didn't seem like we did much adjustment there. You failed to get a lot of pressure tonight. You did have 2 sacks, but you didn't have any quarterback hurries, I believe, when I looked at the stat sheet. I'll have to go back and look at some pressure numbers there. And that's something I've been concerned about for the last couple weeks, right? I had said, yes, you had 19 pressures and 3 sacks against what we expect to be a good Alabama offensive line. But the last 2 weeks against lesser teams, I didn't like what I saw from the pressure department. And that's something I had kind of been complaining about for a little bit. And I even said when I joined the Virginia guys for their preview, I had said that I didn't know if it was just Florida State wasn't bringing pressure to, you know, they didn't need to kind of do crazy things to get pressure in those games, or they just couldn't get pressure. Tonight, it looks like they just can't, right? You just failed to, we have really failed to affect the quarterback in the backfield in the last really 3 games, if we're being honest. There's some disappointments on this defensive line, and I don't want to trash any players. This is not the time to do that, right? We still have a lot of football left to go. This team still has to bounce back. Miami's still coming to town next week, like it or not. You know, I need to see more from James Williams. That has been a utter disappointment so far. The defensive line has really kind of been a little bit of a disappointment, especially in tonight. I just need to see more out of that group. I thought the tackling was piss poor tonight. There's really no other way to describe it. You think about the play where, first off, you miss a pick 6, which would have, you know, changed the game. And then the next play, you have a shoulder tackle, an arm tackle, which happened a lot tonight. And the guy bounces off and goes for a touchdown. That was just the epitome, the story of tonight. was just seeing things like that happen repeatedly. You missed a field goal, which, you know, would have been the difference in the game. Now, I'm not going to put all of this loss on Jake Weinberg. Obviously, he hasn't kicked a lot in game action. But, man, the defense has a lot of questions to answer, right? You have to fix the tackling. You have to figure out something with this game plan because I just didn't like it. Speaking of game planning, some of the offensive stuff, I didn't understand some of the play calling tonight. Now, the one down here in the end zone where Randy Pittman does the jump pass for the touchdown, I thought that was an incredible play call. Why we're throwing the ball on the goal line when at that point Florida State was averaging 8.1 yards per carry on the ground and we're throwing the ball with a 5'10 quarterback from the pocket in a compressed field. I did not like that play call. I did not like the play call on 4th and 1 where we threw the ball again. I thought you should have tried to run the ball there as well because let's face it, guys, if you can't line up and get 4th and 1 against a Virginia defense that has been porous all season, it's going to be a long year for you. And so I don't understand why you didn't feel confident that you could have done that. You could have brought in some kind of power package or something like that. I don't know. I don't understand a lot of that stuff. So that was really disappointing, you know, and then from the deep back to the defensive perspective there as well, you know, the inability to stop the run tonight was probably the most disappointing thing because even on the drive where Chandler Morris hurt his hand, that was a 12-play, 72-yard drive. It was 11 plays, 66 yards of that came on the ground. Everybody knew they were going to run the ball. Everybody knew down here in overtime, or at the end of the game, I was like, watch, Chandler Morse is going to run this in for a touchdown. Like clockwork, he ran it in for a touchdown. It was like you knew what was coming, and you could not stop it. And that is really concerning because the team you have, you know, they were down their starting center too. The team you have coming to town next week has really good trench play. And so I think overall, the disappointment falls on the defense. The offense made mistakes. They did. Tommy was sub 60% completion percentage, had 2 interceptions. He made a couple of nice throws. You know, the critical 4th and 11 play there where you saved the game to get at least get to overtime. There were some nice things that you can take away from that I think you can build upon. But the defense, I think, is back to the drawing board. You know, you held Alabama to 341 yards and 17 points. You come to Virginia and you give up 440 yards, over 200 on the ground, and 35 points in regulation. And that's not going to win on the road. It's just not. This defense did not travel. Typically, you know, defense is tough, right, on the road. We had talked about that before. I hadn't seen this team play on the road. And you can see how, like, Alabama's a great example, 2-6 on the road, but they do good at home. So I needed to see that. And, I mean, thankfully you have Miami at home next week. I just think when you look at that game, this has to be a gut check for this team. And I'll be interested to see what the coaches have to say afterwards or the coordinators have to say in their press conference, especially Tony White. I can imagine with how hard he is on these guys after a win, what he's going to say after this loss. But I do think some of it's on him too, right? It just seemed like we didn't adjust to what they were doing. They were doing the same thing all night. It was just really disappointing. I mean, you created some turnovers. You had 3 interceptions. That was nice to see. At least I will say there is that. But anytime you give up 440 yards, 35 points in regulation, over 200 on the ground, that's tough. I mean, it's just tough, man. And so I'm going to have to go back and watch this again to kind of get a further idea of what we're looking at here. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it was a disappointing night, right? And as a fan, I just feel sick and upset more than mad. I'm mad that we lost. I'm mad that we wasted our early season opportunity. I'm more disappointed. It's like when your parents tell you, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. I think that's where I'm at tonight, right? I'm not mad, I'm disappointed in this team because I think they're better than what we saw tonight. At least I hope so. And so that's going to be the question is how do you bounce back? Because like I said, there's still a lot of games to play. Miami's still coming to town next week, whether we like it or not. And so the question is, how do you bounce back? How do you respond to adversity now? Where is the leadership in this locker room? Will it bounce back and take care of that for you next week? Because you don't want this loss to hang over and turn into another loss. Now, you could just lose the game in general because you're not the better team, at least with the defense that we saw here tonight, but you know, you cannot let this turn into 2 losses, then 2 losses turn into 3 losses. This has to be a gut check. You have to respond, and this team has to kind of rally around each other. You're at home next week. That's good there. This is going to live as a black eye on your schedule through the rest of the season, without a doubt. But if you go and beat Miami next week, you can at least feel better about where this team is at. And maybe this was a look-ahead game. Maybe this was a trap game. Maybe we were too full of ourselves and we needed to be humbled after the Alabama win. Maybe we thought too highly of ourselves. I don't have the answer. That's for them to figure out. I'm just kind of sharing you my more of my raw emotions as a fan right now. It's just disappointing, right? Because this is not going to get it done. This looks more like the 7-5, 8-4 team that we thought in the beginning of the season than the 10-2, 11-1 type of team that we thought we were going to get after the Alabama game. So this kind of takes you back to the drawing board again, which is, you know, it's just disappointing to be here once again, with this program. And so hopefully they bounce back. You know, I'm going to be watching that Georgia game on Saturday against Alabama. I want to see how that score turns out. You know, if Georgia wipes the field with Alabama, I think we may need to rethink who we really are. So that's going to be a game to watch as well. But, you know, like I said, man, all you can do is respond. That's it. That's all you cannot change the outcome of this game. That is locked in. It is over. There is no use in worrying about, you know, don't let tonight beat you twice. You have to respond because the game is going to get played regardless. So this needs to be a gut check for this team. They need to respond, and they need to come out next week, and let's see. I mean, if you play defense like this next week, you're going to lose. And if this team kind of gets wiped off the field by Miami, I think we're going to be in a tough spot for the rest of the season. But, you know, again, you got winnable games on the schedule, so it's not time to give up, right? I mean, I'm upset with this team, but there's still a lot of football left to play. You can still win games. It's just it's hard to be positive tonight, but I'm trying not to just be completely negative. But, you know, this is going to be a gut check for this team, for this coaching staff, and all that, man. Going forward, they're going to, you know, the vibes that were high have fallen off a cliff. And so you have to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and come back next Saturday. You got an extra day to prepare. Miami had an off week. I already saw some of their players were kind of smack-talking you on social media. So take it personal. Be pissed off. You should be pissed off after this. You should feel like, you know, you got something to prove after this. But don't, like Mike Norvell says, don't talk about it, be about it, right? Because I think this is not just on the players. This was on the players. This was on some of the play calling tonight. All of that was disappointing. So you have to go back to the drawing board and figure things out, because the number two team in the country is going to be in Tallahassee in just a couple of, just over a week. So you've got to figure out a way to rally the troops and bounce back. And so that's really just going to kind of be my raw initial thoughts on this. Again, maybe we'll go back and break down what happened in this game other than, you know, the defense was wet pepper bag or wet their pants or whatever you want to say. We're going to go back and break that down as well. So, man, just really, you know, it's just a disappointing loss for Florida State. And, you're going to be outside of the top 10. I don't think you deserve to be in there, not with a performance like tonight. But, you know, again, if you can upset Miami next week, you feel like, okay, maybe this was a fluke. Maybe that you got caught looking ahead. But, man, I don't think it's a fluke what happened with that defense. I think you finally got caught by another good offense, a good offense. And, I not to be like who's right or wrong, but I tried to tell you guys, I thought some of these blowout scores were a little bit too much. Now, yes, I had us winning and covering, but I tried to tell you guys, I think that's a really good offense, and they proved it tonight against this defense. So now the question is, I think the offense can still do enough to win you some games, right? That defense is not good for Virginia, but you still put up 35 points in regulation. That can still win you some games, 35 points on the road. What is this defense going to do? You know, how can you respond next week? You know, the Florida defense just held Miami to 13 points up until the 5-minute mark in the fourth quarter, and then they gave up a couple of late scores. So that offense, I don't even know that it's better than what you saw tonight. So how do you respond? That's the big question for me going forward, man. But I know we're all disappointed tonight, guys. I'm with you. I kind of just share the raw emotion right now. This is like my third time recording this, because I just didn't even know what to say when we got on here. So this is just kind of where it's at. But before I get out of here, I do want to say a couple more things real quick. First off, this really kind of spoiled my first credentialed experience. But I am grateful for the opportunity. It was a pretty cool experience to get to do. The access is neat. As you can see, I'm down here on the field right now. I got to be on the field in the pregame. That was pretty cool too. You know, it would have been nice to have a win afterwards. I was so upset afterwards that I didn't even go worry about talking to the coaches and players because I was just so disappointed in things. And you know, the field storming giveth and the field storming taketh away. Virginia storms the field on you tonight. So, you know, it stunk, but at the same time, I was appreciative of the experience. I will say this, it was cool. I think I belong in the stands kind of with my people, right? I almost let a few yells slip when we got an interception or whatnot. I kind of threw my hand up real quick and I forgot where I was at for a minute. So I had to remember that. So it's fun, but I think I'm more of a in the stands with the fans type of guy. So the other thing I do want to mention before we get out of here is I want to say thank you to those of you who showed up to our tailgate pregame. Look, I know the game didn't end how we wanted it, but we had probably the best turnout for a tailgate that we have ever had. We had a lot of fun pregame. I met a lot of great people. There was a lot of people that showed us support, that came up and had heard of us and knew who we were. Some people that have went from listeners to friends. So I really appreciate you guys showing up. It's all about the community here, you know, and we still love Florida State, right? At the end of the day, I'm still a fan. I'm still going to cheer for this team. You best believe my butt's going to be in Doak Campbell Stadium next Saturday, cheering on Florida State against Miami. I don't care. That's, you know, we bleed garnet and gold. We're not giving up on this team. Sure, we're disappointed, but I just want to say thank you to all those who came out to the tailgate. We had a great time. And it was a pleasure to meet all of you. So I really appreciate that. And hopefully we'll catch you guys at another one sometime. But that's going to do it for here in Charlottesville for me tonight. And yeah, guys, I don't know. I mean, we got some work to do from here. But, you know, hopefully they can bounce back. But, man, it's always going to be Go Noles. And it's always going to be FM, FFM. So let's just bounce back and see what we can do next Saturday. And that's going to be a wrap from here in Charlottesville. As always, guys, drop a like and subscribe if you enjoy this, and we'll see you on the next one. Go Noles.